Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's good to be here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I'd rather be here than to be in jail.
Yes.
I'd rather be here than to be in the hospital.
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'd rather be here than be a fugitive.
Yeah.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to Abundant Life Faith Church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to see everybody tonight. I thank our pastor for allowing me just to come and share a little bit with you tonight. If you'd open your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. My style might be a little different than most. I may ask you to read a verse, and I would say, stop, don't read anymore. Stop and what? Now, how can I tell you're not reading anymore? Because your head is lifted up. Amen?
Yes.
Now, if your head is still down, you're reading ahead of me. And I just told you to stop reading. Didn't I tell you that?
Amen.
So tell the neighbor on one side, the preacher said, don't read ahead of him. Tell him, don't read ahead of the preacher.
Read ahead of him.
Tell your neighbor on the other side, the preacher said, don't read ahead of him. Now, if your head is still down and you're not reading ahead of me, you've gone to sleep on me. And if I can't sleep, guess what? Tell the person on this side, the preacher can't sleep, you can't sleep either. Tell him. Tell him the other side, the preacher can't sleep, you can't. Amen. Now, I may ask you a question. I really don't care what the answer is. I just want some feedback. That's just how the Lord used me sometime. When you talk back to me, somehow the Holy Spirit helps me locate where you are.
Yes.
And if you don't want to be located, don't talk back. So what will happen, you won't get what you need. Amen?
Amen.
So talk back if I ask you a question, all right? I'm so grateful to be a part of this ministry, a part of this leadership with Pastor Merritt. It is a tremendous blessing to be here. My sister Charlene and I, we just enjoy coming here.
Yes.
Like the scripture says, I'm in the place of God.
Amen.
I believe my being here was ordained of God. I'm telling you, if I told you some of the changes I've been through before I came to Georgia and since I've been here, you just wouldn't believe I would still have my sanity. But because of Christ,
amen.
Would you say,
amen.
But God,
God,
I'm telling you, if it wasn't for God, I would be in somebody's institution, mental institution, that is, seriously, or I would be on death row from double homicide. Maybe they've already killed me by now. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm not either one of those. I'm in the place of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here. Amen. One of the things that brought me here to Virginia, one of the things I had to get free of was this word called tolerance. I tolerated a lot of stuff. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Amen.
See, there are some things we should tolerate. There's some things you can't change. And there's some things you shouldn't change. But the things that you should not tolerate is what the Word of God has promised you.
Yes.
What God promises you, and there's something you're tolerating that's keeping that promise from coming to pass, God doesn't want you to tolerate it.
That's right.
Like you say, well, that's my grandson. Your grandson is 40 years old. He lives with you for some reason. And he comes in all kind of hours of the night, and he's drunk, you know, and smell like a skunk. And you keep telling him to come in at a certain time, and, you know, son this and son that, and he just won't do right. And you think I have to tolerate him because he's my grandson. And so you are miserable going to sleep every night. You can't focus because you're always upset with your grandson or your granddaughter or someone else in your life. And you feel like you have to tolerate them because it's family. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens is you're so unhappy and so miserable, you can't hear God when he's talking to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to tolerate your grandson. Mm-hmm. But see, if you think you do, you're going to miss out on what God's word declares you should have.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So the word tolerance, we're going to talk about tolerance for a moment. The word tolerance means to permit. It also means to accept. It means to allow. It means to put up with. Now, one of the things the Lord gave me a phrase some time back that helped me get free to my breakthrough. This is our breakthrough year, is that right? I couldn't break through certain things. So I always asked God, Lord, why don't you do something about this? You ever told God to do that?
Yeah.
Lord, you see I'm suffering with this brother. You see I'm suffering with this sister, this situation. Lord, why don't you what? Do something. Well, you're thinking because God haven't done anything that it must not be his will for him to do it. So you continue to what? Tolerate it. And so the Lord made me to know some things as I was praying and crying over some stuff. Anybody do some crying? They told me a grown man don't cry.
Yeah.
It's too late for me. I'm sorry. Okay, I've done a whole lot of that. One of the things God told me was, he said, Philip, can you take some more of what I was putting up with? I said, Lord, I think I can take some more. You know, I may have another year with this. Then he said, should you? See, that's the question that we don't get. Somebody will say to you, well, child, can you hang in there a little bit longer? Well, I probably can, but should you?
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Amen. Yes.
When God started telling me, yeah, Philip, I can see that you can stay here a little bit longer, but should you? See, that's something I never heard with that part. Child, just put up with it. Just suffer. God's going to come through for you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but should I?
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, you can stay in a situation too long where it drives all the good out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that again? You can stay in a situation you're tolerating too long, and when you finally do get out, all the good has been driven out of you. For relationships, for example, a lady or a guy can stay in a relationship too long. When they finally get out, the next one they get into, they have this mental attitude, I'm going to get him before what? Before he get me. Well, see, you stayed in that last one too long. That's why when you came out, you have a vengeance on your shoulder. You stayed in it too long. You tolerated it too long. You shouldn't have done that. Amen?
Amen.
I was sharing some things with the pastor some time back, and he was just sharing with me. I was at his home, and he was just saying, Brother Kelly, I can tell that you suffered a whole lot of things, but you're not bruised, and you're not scarred. Brother, you would think I was bruised and scarred, the stuff I've been through. But I said, Lord, this brother's right on. I'm not bruised. I'm not scarred. I still have a heart full of love
yeah.
and compassion. I mean, everything I was before I got out of that situation, I still am and getting better. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I didn't tolerate it too long. God says, yeah, you can tolerate it. You can put up with this, but should you?
Amen.
So what happened? I started changing my prayer.
Amen.
See, I didn't get free of some things until I started changing my prayer. I start saying things like, Lord, I refuse to tolerate this.
Amen. All right. Yes.
Then in my mind, the enemy would say, well, how are you going to get out of this? You just can't walk out of this, man. You got too many responsibilities. I said, I refuse to tolerate this.
Amen.
I break the power of the devil over this situation. I will not remain like this.
Amen. Right. That's good.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what some of us have not done. We've just tolerated things because we think that's the humane thing to do. Or that's what's expected of me. Well, when it kills you, we'll just come to your funeral.
Right.
Are y'all getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it takes you out, we'll just say he was a fine brother. He sure was, she sure was sweet. And we'll just move right along. Follow me?
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I tell you what, I'm getting a little age on me. I'm not as young as I used to be. I said, but I tell you what, you're going to deliver me from this situation before I get so old and decrepit that I can't enjoy it when I get out of it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I said, I don't know how you get me out and when, but I will not tolerate this.
All right.
Amen.
Follow me?
Yeah.
I said, if somebody out there still want me, I just got to find out who it is. I just got to find out who it is. And before this thing kills me, I'm going to enjoy the second half of my life. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
One of the terms for the word tolerance. tolerance. I said it's to permit, it's accepting, to accept something, to allow, to put up with. The one that I focused on, God says, now think about the term put up with. Now back in the day, some old school, and when somebody was coming into our town and wanted to stay with us, and they would call us, mom and dad would say, yeah, come on by, we can do what? Put you up. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
You don't hardly hear that statement anymore. But they'll say, we can put you up. Now, meaning that regardless of how much room we've got, how much food we have, we're going to put you up. And so what that was saying is, we're going to let you stay with us. And then back in the day, they were saying, you can stay as long as. Now you can't do that. You can stay 2 or 3 days. A week. Maybe a month. And then you got to get out of Dodge. But back in the day, they would say, you can stay as long as you like. Now think about the term again, put up. So whatever you're tolerating, you are putting it up.
Yeah.
You've invited it. It called you and asked you, can I come over? And you said, come on, we'll put you up. And then you wonder why you can't get rid of a situation. Why should it leave? You done put it up. And then you're crying to God, Lord, won't you get rid of this? Lord, don't you hear my prayer? God said, you done built a room on for the thing. You know, when the prophet came by, who was that, Elijah? Kept passing through this place. And the Shunammite woman, whoever her name was, she said, why don't we build a room onto our house so we can put the prophet up? That's what a lot of us have done with situations, circumstances, and conditions in our lives. We have built a room onto our life, and we're just putting up with it. Follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I told my son, he's 18 years old. I said, I tell you what, James, I said, we love you and all that good stuff. I said, I tell you what, but when you can't do what we tell you to do, you got to go. You know, he said, Dad, how long can I stay, you know, with you guys when I turn 18? I said, well, you can stay up to about 25. Because the reason why I said 25, because I didn't have a father with me. Mm-hmm. And I understood when you went out there in that world system and you didn't have no nothing to look to, no example.
Yeah.
Man, it's rough on a brother and a sister. Amen.
Yeah.
So I had compassion on my children. I said, you can stay up to 25. I said, but if you flip out and go buck wild, I'm putting you out at 18.
Yeah.
I can't get you out before 18 because it's against the law. But as soon as you turn 8, what I'm saying, I'm not going to put up.
Come on,
see, you're old enough to work. You got strong back. You're bigger than I am. Get out there and get your job. Get your own place. Now, as long as you submit to us and honor us like you should, you can stay up to 25.
Right.
But if you go buck wild, you got to get out of Dodge. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So I will put you out. Patience. I'm actually talking about tolerance versus patience. This is what the word patience means. It means calmness, to be calm. Pastor was mentioning, I forget who it was, someone in the church said, you just can't upset them. I don't care what you do. They're always calm. That's what patience is. Patience is calmness. It's stability. It's persistent courage in trying circumstances. A Hebrew term for the word patience, what I really like. Hebrew says, patience is remaining the same at all times, in attitude, joy, praise, and faith. Patience is remaining the same at all times in attitude, joy, praise, and faith. So how can we tell you're losing your patience? You're not joyful no more. You just look like a sour pickle or something. You won't praise God no more. You don't worship God no more. You become a spectator in church instead of a participator.
Mm-hmm.
We can just tell you're losing your patience.
Yes.
You're losing your faith because, see, a person of faith is always on fire.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what condition they're in,
amen.
They're always on fire.
Yeah.
Amen? My family got saved. I have seven brothers and sisters. Every one of them got saved. And they said they got saved from watching me. I was the first child to get saved in our family. They said, Philip, I know you're going through the same things we're going through. You're having the same challenges that we are. But you always have a smile on your face. You act like nothing is bothering you. My brother said, from watching me, he said, from watching you, Philip, there must be a God somewhere.
Amen.
That should be all of our testimony.
Yeah.
Everybody in our family should say, from watching you, make me to know that there is a real live God somewhere. Instead of watching you, make them realize they don't want to serve your God.
Yeah.
So patience, again, is remaining the same. How often? At all times. In attitude, joy, praise, and faith. Go to Romans, please. You right there in chapter 5?
Yes.
Look at verse 3. Romans 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh what? So we talk about patience now. Tribulation works what?
Patience.
Patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Now notice what you don't see in those verses. Look at verse 3 again. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Do you see tolerance in there yet? And patience, experience. Do you see tolerance in there? And experience what?
Hope.
Hope. Go to 1 Timothy, please, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6. I noticed when God was naming all those virtues, he never said anything about tolerance. Now, in this political correct environment that we're in, we feel like we have to tolerate some stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, tolerate gays and tolerate sin. And we don't have to tolerate none of that stuff.
Come on.
Amen? I mean, sad that some Christians saying it's okay for gay people to get married. God is love. And the gay community say that. Say, if you Christians were so righteous, why don't you like God? God loves everybody. We don't hate anybody. We love all the gay folk. I mean, the gay, the straight, the trans, what? Vex Knights? What are they? I never could get that right. What'd you say,
Beth?
Now, what's the proper way to say that? I mean, transvex night sounds good to me, but what was it again? I don't think he's saying it right either. But the point I'm making is, we love them all. We love the men that cross dress and wearing panties and pantyhose. We love all the guys wearing earrings, and we love them all, don't we?
Yeah.
But we don't have to tolerate their lifestyle.
Right.
But see, the enemy wants us to think that you really don't love them unless you do tolerate them. No, we don't have to tolerate that.
That's right.
We love you, but we don't have to tolerate the stuff that you do.
Amen?
Amen? I mean, I love smokers. I love the dope addicts, the prostitutes, the pimps. I love them all. God loves them all. But he doesn't tolerate them. And if God was going to tolerate that sin, then all of them would go to heaven when this life is over. But there's a place called hell for the people God wouldn't tolerate, not accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we're in good company. Amen. I said, go where, Timothy? Chapter 6. Look at verse number 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after, what's that next word? Tolerance?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. What's the next one? Tolerance?
Godliness.
Godliness. What's the next one?
Faith.
Love. What? Patience. Meekness. The word tolerance is not there. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. If tolerance was a virtue that God wanted us to have, it would be somewhere in these scriptures. I looked in my concordance to try to find the word tolerance in the Bible. I couldn't find it. Maybe you can, or maybe you have. But I have never found a word word in the Bible that talks about tolerance. I mean, God did not put up with Sodom and Gomorrah.
No.
did he? He rained fire from heaven and burned them up. Amen? So there's some things we have been tolerating as Christians, thinking that God would remove it if it was his will. And since it is still here, it must not be the will of God. So you continue to suffer because you're tolerating it. So I begin to bind stuff. I say, I will not tolerate this. God, I don't know how you get me out of here, but you get me out of here. I am coming out of here. Amen. And when I begin to pray that prayer and pray in the spirit of that prayer, I'm telling you, I end up in Georgia. Somebody say amen. At Abundant Life Church. Glory to God. I laid down, woke up. Oh, God, I'm in Abundant Life. Lord, this is the Abundant Life. Hallelujah. Amen. Go over, please, to Luke chapter 2, 21, rather. Y'all with me? Luke 21. Some of us, as I said, is we've lost our breakthrough. We can't get through some things because we're putting up with stuff that God didn't intend for you to put up with. Whatever the Bible promises us, whatever God says is mine. I didn't have any peace. I was miserable. Well, is misery for the child of God? Peace is for the child of God. So when I realize the word says, God says I should have peace, then I stop tolerating misery. Are y'all following me? My mind, my soul was always filled with, what am I going to do? Why is this? And how come this? How come we can't get this right? I mean, what's the deal here? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. You lay down at night and your mind, you can't hardly sleep because you're trying to figure out what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that. I was miserable. I said, I'm getting rid of this some kind of way. But see, I wanted to do it God's way and do it in God's timing. Because if you do it God's way, all things will work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So my son said a couple, three times, Dad, when are we getting out of here? I said, well, James, I can't move right now. I said, God just haven't released me to make this move. Some other crazy stuff would happen. I said, Dad, how long are we going to stay here? I said, well, James, I just don't have a release to make this move. I said, he's going to get us out of here some kind of way. I wouldn't talk. I kept praying and believing God. And I mean, with some events that happened in my life brought me to the place where I had to leave home. I had to go. After I left is when all the blessings start turning in my life.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Don't y'all make me shout because I ain't got too much time. Hallelujah. This is a point where I'm supposed to holler. Glory to God. So I was actually trying not to do what I did. But circumstances, God allowed certain circumstances to come into play that actually forced me to make a move. And I'm thinking, Lord, I don't have any money. I don't have no job. How am I going to do what I'm going to do? Stand with my family? Oh, God. And I was telling Pastor all about those things. And he just prayed with me and prayed for me. And man, let me tell you, God has been working some miracles out for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, God has been doing some things for me that I couldn't have done for myself. And I'm telling you, he would not have done some of the things he has done and going to do for me if I had not have left. Are y'all following what I'm saying? But see, when I start refusing to tolerate some stuff, it's when he started working on getting me free from it. Amen?
Amen.
I said, Luke what? 21?
Yes.
Tolerance versus patience. Tolerance will keep you in a situation putting up with things while you're miserable. Mm-hmm. What will patience do? Luke 21. Look at verse 19. What will patience do? Jesus said, in your what? Patience, possess ye your souls. You possess things when you are in patience. Now let me help you with tolerance and patience. You may be in a situation in your life, in your family, your relationship, whatever, and you've been tolerating it. After tonight, maybe God opened your heart and made you realize you don't have to tolerate this because his word doesn't condone what you're tolerating. How do you transition from tolerance to patience? Instead of saying, Lord, I'm tolerating this, I'm just putting up with this, you say, Lord, I'm in divine patience with this. Patience changes things. Tolerance keeps you in the same situation. It keeps you there suffering. Amen? You might feel good emotionally because you're putting up with such and such and so, but you're not going anywhere. Your progress has been stopped. Patience is an action word. See, some people think patience means just sit there and wait. Mm-hmm. I'm just being patient, Brother Philip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the Bible says in your patience, occupy. Mm-hmm. A military term. Yeah. While you're waiting on him, God says be doing something.
Right.
Patience produces results.
Yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't just mean to sit around and wait on something.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, good.
In your patience, possess ye your souls. Go to Hebrews, please, chapter 10. I'm not going to keep you long tonight. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 10. Are y'all getting anything yet?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As I said, some of our breakthroughs have been held up, and we're asking God, Lord, why don't I get a breakthrough with this? You may be tolerating some stuff that you don't have to tolerate. And see, the toleration could be a pressure on you, and it'll make you feel like you have to do something. Like I was sharing my testimony. I wanted to do a whole lot of things much quicker than I did. But I didn't have a release in my heart. I wanted to do things God's way. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
So during that time, you may suffer with this. You may suffer with that. But you believe in God for deliverance, and he'll come through for you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It may look like it's dark. It may look like it's not going to work out. It may look like this situation may take you out before you get out. But if you're obeying God, it's not going to take you out. It just looked like it.
Mm-hmm.
It just feel like it. It smells like it, but it's not so. Hallelujah. It is not so. Somebody say it is not so.
Not so.
You have to tell the devil, you will not kill me. No, see, you got to be able to talk like that. I mean,
man.
I would get by myself at home or wherever, and I would just go off. Devil, you will not kill me.
Amen.
I will live and not die. You will not take my mind, my sanity, my health. Loose here and let me go.
Hey.
That's what the old folk would say. Loose. Loose here and let me go. I came up under them brothers. You got to refuse some stuff. I don't care how hard it looks to get out of it, how hard it looks to get free of it. Just keep refusing it, and God will find a way to set you free. And the way you get free may not be the way you would like to be free. See, I didn't intend to get free like I did, but you know, I am not complaining. I said, Lord, now this is not what I had in mind, but that was what he had in mind. You know, I'll walk a lot, and I'll go to the park, and I'll find a spot out in the woods with me, just me, you know, Mufasa and Simba. You know, if you haven't seen Lion King, I can't help it. You know, and Rafiki. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Lion King. I find me a place out there with those guys. And I just start worshiping and praising God out there in the woods. You know, hoping nobody see and hear me, but if they did, it's too late. You know what I mean? Because I have something to praise God for.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I've got something to praise God for. Old folk used to say, he brought me from a mighty.
That's right.
Hebrews chapter 10, you got it? Look at verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has what? Great recompense of reward. For ye have need of what? Tolerance? Patience. Notice what he says. You have need. What is a need? A need is something necessary, something you got to have. God is saying patience is not a luxury. Patience is a necessity. Patience is not a luxury. It's not something you can use or not use, have or not have, maybe so, maybe not. No, God says you are in need. Amen. You need this. You need the patience of God.
Yes.
36 again, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done what? The will of God. That's God's word in your life.
Yes.
Ye might receive the what?
Promise.
So the patience of God brings what? Promise. It brings the promise of God in your life. Tolerance brings misery. Patience brings the promise. Hallelujah. I taught a lesson one time called the dynamite word. I'm gonna end with that. It was called the dynamite word. One of the things, the elements God gave me for dynamite, if you look at it like a firecracker, anybody ever popped any firecrackers? You know, you have your stem and you have your firecracker, your powder. The thing to build a dynamite with, first thing you need is fire. Amen?
Yeah, right.
Then what else you need?
Fuse.
A fuse. And then you need what else? Nitroglycerin or explosive material.
Yeah.
Now, faith gets things started like a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So faith is your fire. Just picture that. You got a big dynamite, you got a fuse. And when I taught this years ago, I had a big picture of the whole thing. I had a couple of three demons behind the dynamite trying to run. They didn't get away, but they tried to run. And I had this flame at the end of this stem, and it was just real red and yellowish, and I had faith at the top of that. Faith is like a fire. It gets things started. You begin to confess God's word. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must first see first things first. He had to believe. He had to have faith in God. That's like the fire. It gets things started. Begin to confess God's word. Begin to confess you're free. Begin to confess you're healed. That gets things started. God begin to work on your behalf once you activate your faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith is like a fire. The fuse is like what? What are we talking about?
Faith.
Patience.
Faith. Okay.
Because it takes time to burn.
Yes.
Some people's fuse is short. You know, some have a long fuse. But the fuse is like patience. Now, as long as your faith is burning and stay connected to the fuse, it will get down to the nitroglycerin, the power. That's the word of God. That's the promise. But it starts with faith, and then you are in need. You remember that? It starts with faith, and then you are in need of patience. You got to have a fuse. You can't have a stick of dynamite out here and get a match and throw it on the dynamite and run. Don't work that way. You got to have a fuse attached to the dynamite. Amen? Once you light it, then you run. So patience is like a fuse because it takes time to burn. As long as you keep oxygen to that fuse, it will burn. What is the oxygen? Confessing God's word. Believing in him.
Yes.
Amen? Not doubting in him. It keeps oxygen, as it were, to your fuse. And so it burns. And y'all can see this, can't you?
Yes.
It burns and it just sizzles and make those little sparkling sounds. And it just burns and smoke is coming from it. The closer you get to the bomb or the nitroglycerin, it's going to blow up. You're going to receive your promise.
Yes. Amen.
So patience, without patience, you don't even need any faith. Amen? Because everything you ask God for or have faith in God for doesn't happen instantaneously.
Yes.
Very few things happen just like that.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any patience believing God, you don't even need any faith. Now just think, faith has to operate on the fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Faith is the fire.
Right.
As long as you have faith, you can burn through your patience. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
My God, don't lose your faith while you're in patience.
Yeah.
It's like the fuse being on fire and somebody walking up to it and saying, blowing your faith out.
Yes.
So it stops your patience. And then the promise is just sitting there waiting to explode.
Uh-huh.
waiting to manifest in your life, but it never will, because you let your faith go out and you refuse to be in patience. So tolerance versus patience is very important. So anybody get located in tonight? Anybody kind of locate well? Some things came to your mind. So you know what? I've been tolerating that. That's a tolerance. And that's not God's will for me to suffer like that. I'm sure God has just given you a picture of some things that's going on in your whole life. You got a boyfriend, a girlfriend in your life that you're putting up with. I never understood that. I never understood a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And say the guy started beating the girl, and instead of her leaving him, you ask her, why don't she leave him? She'll say, because I love him. That makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm thinking, you don't owe him anything. There's no ring on your finger. Is there a ring on your finger? Are you married? No. Well, you don't have to tolerate that brother. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In marriage, you put up with some stuff while you're believing God to change some stuff.
Amen.
And then if that thing get too hot, you may have to jump ship. But in marriage, you hang in there longer. Amen. You single people that's dating somebody, if that relationship is not good, what I mean, I don't understand single people fussing with each other, fussing and fighting. Well, we would have had a good time, but we're always fussing. Man, I wouldn't put up with that. So I say amen.
Amen.
I mean, way back before I ever got married, one lady liked me a lot, and she said, well, Kelly, I want to fellowship with you. I said, well, you can fellowship with me. But in my spirit, I didn't think she was the one. And so I said, well, don't fall in love with me. She said, what kind of fool? You can't tell somebody not to fall in love with you. I just told you. Said, don't fall in love with me because I don't think it's our time to do any marriage. And I said, so if you can't handle that, then we can't fellowship. I was fine with it. So she said, I ain't gonna fall in love with you. So we fellowshiped, went to dinner, went to the movies, and went to church kind of thing. And I'm swinging her in a swing one time, you know. She's just swinging. You know, we're just having a good, nice time. You know, we had nothing intimate or nothing like that. We just fellowship. And then she started crying. I said, see, I told her. But see, I didn't do anything to her. The point I mean is I wasn't trying to, you know, romance her. I wasn't trying to get her to fall in love with me. I was just being a gentleman. And that's what's missing in today's society.
Amen.
If you just be a gentleman to the lady, open the door for her. That's what I used to do. You know, have that attitude of she can be secure around you. That you don't want nothing from her. You just want to be with her. They'll fall in love with you. That's the secret, guys. I'm trying to tell you now. My son is having the same challenge. Dad, all these girls. I said, what are you doing? I'm just being like you told me. I said, it works every time. And so she started weeping. See, I wasn't trying to do this to the girl. It's just she wanted to fellowship. Like, okay, we can fellowship. And so she started weeping. I stopped the swing. I said, now, what are you crying about? And she bowed her head. I said, you fell in love with me, didn't you? You know, I wanted to say, I told you. But, you know, I wouldn't. Can't be harsh like that when she's emotional. And she said, well, yeah, but I ain't going to do nothing about it. I said, see there? Well, the point I'm driving at is I didn't believe she was the one, so I wasn't going to tolerate her falling in love with me. So I told her at the beginning, don't fall in love with me. Kelly, what you mean you telling girls can't fall? You got so much going for you that everybody going to fall in love with you? Yeah. I got that old-fashioned gentleman's touch that these other guys don't have no more.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not trying to get them in bed. I'm just trying to be a blessing to them. And women want someone that wants to be a blessing to them.
Yeah.
That's what I had going for me. Oh, I wasn't tall, but I was dark. But I wasn't tall and handsome, okay? But I did have the dark side. And so the Lord just blessed me like that. So the point I'm making is tolerance Tolerance doesn't produce anything. It'll produce misery. Patience produces the promises of God. Amen? Let us stand. Hallelujah. If you got something out of this tonight, give God a hand praise. Don't. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Anyone would like me to agree with them in prayer that there's some things you've been tolerating that you've been having a hard time releasing? I'd like to just agree with you in faith tonight. Amen. And that you may have realized way before this message that you should be in patience, but you're having a struggle with patience and tolerance. Some of us just need to be free from feeling like we're obligated to do certain things or be with certain people that God doesn't want you with or situation he don't want you in. There's an anointing to break that. Amen? Anyone before I turn it over to Pastor? Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Back in the hands of our pastor. Amen.